graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hey fans, it's NWA renowned commentator and wrestling know-it-all and hero to wrestling fans everywhere from NWA to NWA. It's Bob Cottle here telling you to listen to Suplexing the City Limits every week for the Suplexing the City Limits channel.
Downloading episode 98 of Suplex City Limits for February 25th, 2017. I'm going to face fuck the shit out of you. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious. And in the porn flicks he did in the 70s, he was known only as White Fudge, my co-host.
Tyler Fudge, White Hot Fudge. Get it right, White Hot Fudge. But right. Yeah. You're not going to face fuck me, are you? Like, that's not the plan.
Face fuck all y'all.
Okay. Fair enough. If it's all of us, then fine.
White Fudge, I'm sweet and I'm silky.
Yes.
Your porn films from the 70s are some of my favorites.
It's because of the bush.
The bush, man. An immaculate bush.
Yeah, it was.
This has nothing to do with anything, but have you ever seen that picture online of like a dude chugging a can of cream corn while fucking a chick?
No, but I got a computer open right now, and I'm going to plop that into Google. Guy chugging,
yeah,
cream.
So like, you'll find it. That like haunted me for a while, and like I was like, I have to know the story of this. I have to find out. So I did a lot of investigating, and I found out that this dude has a website where he like. He's a fat guy and he eats food while he like bangs chicks. It's really weird.
And my computer is zoomed in too much, and all I see is his hairy chest. But I'm zooming out now as you speak.
Yeah, oh, wow. He's chugging cream corn, dude.
He's even got a can of cream corn on the small of her back.
Yeah, that's when he's finished, I think.
He's chugging one as well. She looks so impressed.
Do you imagine chugging a can of cream corn? I don't fucking like cream corn personally. But.
I mean, I can live with it. I'm more fixated on the big wet stain on the couch, on the back of the couch.
Yeah, is that cum or is it cream corn? You
know, right, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Welcome to our wrestling podcast.
Yes. Would you have any negative feelings towards using that as the episode picture this week?
Oh, I don't know if Podbean allows such things.
Maybe not.
Is there any nudity in it, really?
No, there isn't, actually. Well, I can just like show her face and her arms and just the look of disgust.
Actually, just maybe the dude shirtless drinking the cream corn.
Yeah, okay. I'll figure something out.
What the fuck is going on? Holy shit, we're off the rails already. Yep. If you'd like to follow Suplex City Limits, you can do that on Twitter, at Suplex City Limits. We tweet news, funny shit, we live tweet wrestling, we do all kinds of fun. Actually, I do, because I haven't given you any control over any social media yet.
Well, and you know what? The thing is, I don't watch it live, so it's really hard to do social media when you don't watch it live, right?
I only watch pay-per-views live at this point.
Yeah, it's too fucking hard.
For a while, I did, like, I'd watch Raw live every week and live tweet it, but...
Yeah.
Dude, I have to get paid for that or something. Like, dude, y'all have to donate money.
That's a chore.
At Patreon, patreon.com/suplexcitylimits.
There you go.
Become one of our Patreon supporters, like the infamous Chris Savage, the Wrestling Soup Podcast, our friend Casey. They all donate on the show. Keep the lights on and keep the smoke flowing, right?
Yes, gotta get it somehow, right?
There you go. I'm coming to you live from the brand new Castle Vicious.
And how is Castle Vicious? Because I know Casa de Fudge is very nice.
This is like the nicest, sadly, the nicest place I've probably ever lived.
Well, I mean, you never want to go backwards in life, right? So it's not sadly.
I went from like a terrible apartment that had like holes in the walls and like everything that could be fucked on it was fucked. It was the most ghetto shit apartment you've ever seen in your entire life.
But yet you'll always hold great fond memories with it, won't you?
Oh, dude, yeah. I had a lot of fun times there. Exactly. But the new place is very, like, yeah, brand new, like, floors and brand new carpet and shit. It's pretty fancy.
It is in fact, castle-worthy, would you say?
Yeah, I guess. Except for my castle has, like, 11 other castles stacked around next to it.
It's just a congested castle. That's all.
I haven't seen any of the people. It's weird how, like, I live in a building with 12 other or 11 other apartments. I fucking never see anybody, dude.
That's a little horror movie-esque.
Really hear anybody for that matter, which is good. You ever been in an apartment and you hear people banging upstairs or next door and shit? That sucks.
Dude, I have lived in houses and heard the couple banging across the street.
What the fuck?
Either
they're having a good time or it's always they're built like shit.
Well, like, no, like, it's so far away, too. Like, they must have had a window open and she must have been extremely loud. And one day, like a week later, apparently they got really mad at each other and they both poured maple syrup all over their car seats.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a weird situation. That was a weird bunch of people I was around at that point in time.
How Canadian. That's like, right? That probably has a call number in Canada. You know, that's probably like a 364. It's when you vandalize something with maple syrup. Oh, yeah, we got a 364 out here.
Eh?
Outside the bar.
The Tim Hortons.
Exactly. We're here to talk about wrestling. Holy shit.
We might as well talk about wrestling, I guess. Are we going to start with the news?
I guess we can. Well, first off, today's episode of SEL brought to you in part by Tom Phillips' new book, How to Pick Up Side Chicks 101. Pick it up on Amazon now. So I guess we may as well get into the news, because that's like the thing I want to talk about the most.
Well, the news is Shelby. Mr. Jim, take it away.
This is the news. Dude, Tom Phillips, man. I was like, I don't even care that there's real news stories this week. I'm just like, I want to talk about fucking Tom Phillips, dude. Oh, that guy. He's fucking
a stud.
That's not a stud. That's
no,
like,
I know.
Who does that? Like, I don't. He's never had this chick yet. You know what I'm saying? He's like, text her. She's never met him or anything, I don't think. As far as I understood. And, like, you can't, dude, that's going over the line, dude.
Saying you're going to face fuck her?
Like, dude, you go too far, man. Yeah, you gotta, like, if you meet women online, you gotta fucking, you gotta keep them on the line. It's like, you know, you can't just say that, dude. That's.
I mean, there's definitely logical steps to take. You gotta imagine what the steps were that he took before, so. But he must be a forward man. He's a little man, but he's forward.
Ain't that a little man?
He's not. He's tall, but he's really lanky.
Yeah. But yeah, he tweeted out. Not tweeted. I guess this was through text or Facebook Messenger. He says, "I'm in my seat with a massive erection and a 4-hour flight ahead," and then follows with, "I'm gonna face fuck the shit out of you."
I must say, it's classy.
He's gone dark on Twitter and Instagram. It's all private now.
Yeah, so you know it's true.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. Then the girl actually met when she posted it. She said, and her name is Missy, the tattooed girl. This is why I don't trust people. Without my friends, I never would have known that a high-profile WWE commentator who was talking to me and wanted to get together is engaged. I had zero idea. And couldn't be more sorry to the girl involved. You deserve better than this. Apparently nobody is faithful anymore. And then she hashtags it. You can tell she's not a wrestling fan because she hashtags it SmackDown and not SD Live. But dude, hashtag Tom Phillips, hashtag, you know, NXT, wrestling. Like, what a fucking bitch, dude.
Yeah, no, it's...
Holy shit.
And, like... Like you said before we recorded, is like she's okay with the face fucking part.
Apparently,
but not with him being engaged. So,
is he engaged or is he married?
I don't know.
I think he's married.
Really,
I got somebody. I want to try to call up here and see what they have to say about this.
Okay,
let's see if he's around. See, I got his number from Jim Cornette.
Oh,
he doesn't know. Yeah, he doesn't know we have his phone number.
Oh shit.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if that comes around. But, you think you'll get any shit over this or what? I don't. I mean, I doubt it.
I doubt it. Seth Rollins had a picture of his dick flying around for a while. Nothing happened to him.
All right. Hello.
Hello. What's up?
What's up?
Hey.
Are we live?
Yeah. We're live on Hello? Suplex City Limits.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Terry.
Yeah.
We got your number from Jim Cornette. I'm sorry to call you.
Oh, that son of a bitch giving my number out. I'll kick his ass. Hello?
Oh, yeah, hello. We're here. We're here today.
We're not leaving.
Bunch of fucking whores calling me in the middle of the day. I'm on my goddamn horse.
You on your horse? Oh, on the Funk Ranch or what?
Don in Amarillo.
Yeah,
the only way to get around.
This is a horse. We called you up. We were just curious what you thought about this Tom Phillips thing with these, where he messaged this girl and said he was going to face fuck her. And
what you do with whores? That's the point.
That's the point. I expected you to be a little more classy. You tell chicks you're going to face fuck them, Terry.
I'll tell them to their face. I don't like social media. Back in my day, when you'd just go into a bar, you'd look at her, you'd put out your dick and say, guess what? Terry Funk. That's after Ric Flair took three of them home, though.
Guess what, Funk, you. So what have you been up to, Terry, since your latest retirement, man? Like, what?
I've been throwing chairs at armadillos. Damn things knock down your fence. You bet you didn't know that. They carry leprosy.
How big are these armadillos to knock down your fence, Terry?
Oh, big enough to knock down a fence. They ball up and then they roll into your fence and knock the son of a bitch over, and then your chickens get out and you got to find them on your horse, and then you got to fight rattlesnakes because you're damn down in Amarillo, Texas. Hello?
Hey,
hey, you're still there.
Well, I'm glad that you're not pissed off that we just got your number from Jim Cornette and just gave you a call while you're riding the horse.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell Jim Cornette to fucking suck a dick, because he's an asshole for giving my number out to the whatever the hell this is.
But, Terry, you called us a couple weeks ago. You don't remember that?
Who?
You call it Jim and Tyler.
Oh, yeah. Is this Jim Roth?
That's Jim Vicious.
I don't know what Jim Vicious. I don't know. I think you got the wrong number.
All right. Well, we'll let you go, Terry.
All right, then. You guys have a good day, then, you fucking assholes.
Thanks a lot. Fuck you.
You too.
Goddamn armadillos.
A lot of insight there.
This, I mean, you get a really good insight in the day in the life of Terry Funk.
Fucking, I don't think armadillos roll up and roll at you. I think that's like in fucking only in like side-scrolling Nintendo games and shit, dude.
I mean, an armadillo. Who God only knows what Terry Funk is seeing, right?
Holy shit! He's just like suffering dementia.
Oh yeah,
riding around on a horse.
He's probably rolling down hills, knocking his own fence over, playing with the chickens, and wakes up the next morning, don't know what to do.
There you go. But yeah, Tom Phillips, he probably won't get fired. But you know, I mean, we all had to see Seth Rollins' dick, and he's still around. Yes. But Tom Phillips really doesn't. He's pretty good, man.
He's one of the better ones they got going on. I agree with you there.
Like him and Graves on NXT when they were doing NXT, that was my favorite team in the whole company.
I can see that for sure, because who did they have before him? Was it Rich Brennan was with Corey Graves?
Yeah, that guy sucks. What happened to him? He's gone.
I was just going to ask you, yeah. Did he get fired?
I don't know. I don't even learn the names of those backstage people. Like, they're just fucking people to me.
Fair enough.
Like, what's that chick, to Charlie Caruso? Like,
she's pretty cute.
Todd Pettengill, you are not.
No, she's definitely no Todd Pettengill.
Or no Sean Mooney.
No, you're right about that. Actually, I was thinking of Sean Mooney when you said Todd Pettengill.
Todd Pettengill was fucking douchey, but Sean Mooney was all right. It's a blast from the past, fucking Sean Mooney. Let's talk about some other fucking news. AAA threatening an indie company about using Pentagon and Phoenix.
Yeah, PCW.
Dude, AAA is a fucking organized crime fucking business. So let's just get that out there, man. Yeah.
Shh, we might get killed.
By the Mexican mafia?
Oh, yeah. Listening to North Dakota podcasts every day.
Lawyers for AAA, finger quotation lawyers, fucking hitmen.
Yeah. Muscle.
Yeah. Threatened that company who were going to use Pentagon and Phoenix on an upcoming show. They actually fired back, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. Basically calling it a crock of shit, essentially, in that their lawsuits will never fly.
Yeah, well, this isn't fucking Mexico, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the shit that AAA does where, you know, they'll sign these guys to deals and like, oh, you know, anytime you want to get out, you're good to go. We'll let you go. Just sign a 7-year deal. And then they'll, like, fuck with them. You try to leave and they'll fuck you over. And then they'll just make, like, a junior version of you or a number 2 version of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just put a guy in your costume. And, like, this guy's you now. Like, what? No, he's not.
Yeah, no, it's a weird little dynamic they got going on down there.
AAA are a bunch of cunts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So amen. Whatever. But yeah, those guys have left the company, so it's like, fuck off, man. Then they tried to take their name. They did take their names, right? This couldn't be Pentagon and Phoenix. So it was like, what, is he going with Rey Fenix now?
Rey Fenix and Pentagon 0M or Penta-OM or something like that.
It's not near as good. It's not very good. Ray Phoenix I'm good with, but the Pentagon one. Why didn't he just be like fucking Octagon or something?
Well, Octagon is another one of their creations, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they actually do have a guy.
Because I think Pentagon was the heel to Octagon. I'm pretty sure. Legit. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Hey, man. I don't like how many sides you have.
You're a little off kilt there with your extra side.
Around here, it's 5 sides only, motherfucker.
Stepping on my fucking gimmick, bro.
Go ask Hexagon what the fuck happened when he was in it.
What about Triangle? That's right, you'd never fucking heard of Triangle.
Triangle's like lower class citizens in there.
Yeah.
They're like cleaning the fucking gutters and shit.
What are you drinking there, Mr. Vicious?
I'm drinking a fucking milkshake.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that. I thought I had a revelating question going on there.
I don't know why I'm saying milkshake, because I don't usually say milkshake. That's not like something your grandma would say.
What do you call
it? A milkshake. Just a shake, man.
Okay, fair enough. That way somebody can think you're drinking something super healthy.
No, yeah, kale shake. This motherfucker is strawberry. So it's like fruit, you know. But I've been eating like 1,800 calories a day, which for most people are like, yeah, that's, you know. But for my ass, who just, I don't even know how many calories I'd eat in a day. Thousands, dude. Thousands and thousands. So I'm eating 1,800 calories, but today I was like, you know what, it's Saturday, it's show day. We're going to fucking get a strawberry shake.
Make me happy.
And then back to the bullshit tomorrow.
Yeah.
Speaking of bullshit.
Oh?
Josh Matthews this week.
Oh, Jesus.
This has turned into a whole fucking thing, dude. So, Josh Matthews is on Twitter. And he's told them, oh, Real Shoot Wrestling Podcast, taking offense. did you guys book a real shoot style interview? You should really shoot yourselves. And then pussy fucking wrestling fans online take this and create, like, started a big thing now, and they want him to get fired. How about, why were you on getting this guy fired for being the worst commentator in fucking pro wrestling?
And you know what's even, you know what makes it even worse? He's brought that gimmick to TNA now.
What,
so
gimmick?
They got this weird, stupid, shitty heel announcer going on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's slow coming. Like, it hasn't fully happened yet, but they started setting the seeds this week where he's talking about how he's the best at what he does and nobody else can top him. So,
is that a fucking angle, though? You never know with that guy. It could be a shoot, dude.
I really hope it's an angle, but with it being Josh Matthews, it very well could be a shoot.
I mean, he fucking online told Jim Ross to shut up old man one time. I mean, he's out of his fucking rocker, this guy.
He called Tony Schiavone minor league.
Dude! Fucking Tony Schiavone minor league.
He announced for the number one wrestling company for one point of a time. So, I think you're
for
wrong,
a long
sir.
Time.
For, yeah, well, they were only number one for, like, what, 3 years?
Okay.
But, like, I'm not saying that. Ratings wise, anyways. Either or.
But yeah, I mean, his old school shit, too. He worked for the WWE for a year.
Yeah, back in, what was it? Royal Rumble 90, he called or something like that?
I think that's only when he calls, right?
Yeah.
He was working more in like Coliseum Home Video doing production shit, I guess.
Which is something I miss these days. I don't know why, but Coliseum Home Video, I loved that. I did. That whole intro, I thought that was so great. Like, and then the W going through the canyon. Oh, fuck, dude. My kid-ass eyes loved it.
That's back when you go to the video store.
Oh, dude.
Young kids are like, video store, wasn't it? You go to the fucking video store and rent, like, old, all kinds of fucking Coliseum Home Video tapes of, like, of pay-per-views or of wrestlers, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, and like the artwork for those videos, too, it was always so appealing, and it always caught my eye as a kid, just like the paintings of the wrestlers and stuff like that. Like the Survivor Series one where we're at the table with the turkey.
Right.
I've always just, that one just always sticks in my mind, just that era of home video.
Or be like Coliseum Home Video best cage matches, and like, you rent that as a little kid and bring it home. You're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and then you pop it in. It's like, oh, this sucks. Because it's WWF cage matches.
Yeah, the old blue fucking cage.
I can't see a goddamn thing.
Yeah, exactly. But, dude, that kind of shit, I hate Josh Matthews a lot.
I do, too.
But I hate this whole, like, trying to get people fired over something they say, like, oh, we're offended by that. That's fucking horseshit, man.
Yeah, that's that whole...
I hate that about our society. I've talked about that a lot on here. It's like, dude, just people who are offended by everything. It's just fucking pussies.
That's probably
try to
the
get
biggest,
someone fired.
It's probably the biggest contribution that universities has had on cultures, in my opinion.
Oh, dude. And it's like, you're going to try to get someone fired to take away their livelihood because they said something you don't like or you disagree with? I mean, that's fucking insanity, man. Yeah. And then, like, what, he gets fired and all these people are like, yeah! Fuck off, man.
All they're and going then, to do is make him more popular. That's all it's going to do. Look at Trump.
Wow. Jesus. So, yeah, that happened this week. Josh Matthews fucking sucks, though. For real. The only thing he ever did that I kind of liked was that YouTube series that they had for a while.
Never ever seen it. Can't say
it's him
it.
And it's him and Road Dogg, and they're locked in a basement, and they watch clips of shitty things from like the vault.
Oh, like this was in WWE?
Yeah. It's on the YouTube channel somewhere, probably. Used to be. I'm sure it still is. I forget what it's called, but it's like a little 5-minute show, and it's him and the Road Dogg. And they go through, like, you know, just the worst stuff from WWE and WCW. Like the ding dongs and shit. It's like 100 episodes.
That sounds interesting. Really? 100 episodes?
Or something like that. But there's only 5 minutes long, so.
Yeah, I suppose. But still. That's this commitment right there.
Yeah. If no one's ever seen it, I wish I knew what it was called offhand, but check that out. It says they're pretty fun. I think that they just did it without anybody knowing, and then someone found out that they're actually just making fun of fucking WWE.
They put a stop to it right fast.
Yeah, they're like, no more of that shit, dude. Exactly. Yeah, Josh Matthews. Awful. What other news fucking stories we got this week?
It's just I didn't really find a lot to be newsworthy. There's like something that happens after Raw that we can get to after Raw, but
all right, well, there you go.
Unless you want to go at it now, because I mean it's got nothing to do with Raw.
Our lead story this week was Tom Phillips fucking telling chick he's gonna face fuck her. It's awesome. What do you got? What are we talking about?
The Rock came out after Raw and they did the whole match with fake Paige and fake AJ Lee.
Yeah.
Then the crowd starts chanting CM Punk. So what does The Rock do? He calls CM Punk and leaves them voicemails. And Vince McMahon goes insane.
Yeah, he was not pleased about that.
No, he apparently sent a ref down to tell The Rock to stop and he just doesn't.
Dude. How fucking uptight is that?
I know. But it's The Rock. Who's going to tell The Rock what to do? It's the WWE. The Rock is much bigger than the WWE now.
If The Rock was there, why didn't they use it on the show?
That's weird, isn't it?
I mean, if the guy's there, and I guess because he came out later, right? After the show.
Yeah.
And did that. But still, like, you could have used him during the show. I mean, that seemed logical to me, but...
We're talking
even if he just logic, does something for true. 5 minutes or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he could have come out and done his little shtick on the mic like he usually does.
And, CM Punk fucking responded, you know, good to hear from you guys in L.A. or whatever. Or L.O.L.A., whatever it was. So, dude, I wish that guy would come back. Not to be like that guy who's like, CM Punk, dude, wouldn't it be awesome?
It would be good because he was a good character. He had good ring psychology. I don't agree with people that say he's one of the best wrestlers because his wrestling, he's not the most court. Look at his elbow drop. Come on. It's horrible. So, but he could talk on the mic, and that's something that they're missing a lot.
If they would have coming up into this, you know, coming into WrestleMania, if they had managed to do that, to pull off the things that they wanted, so like Triple H brings out fucking Joe takes out Rollins, and then fucking, dude, right, you know, he had to do it this last week almost.
Yeah.
But CM Punk comes back to fucking, to take out Triple H, dude. Oh.
And then you got, you know, CM Punk and Joe had great matches in ROH. It would be nice to see another match.
Go through Joe. That's fucking, Fastlane. You could have had him go through Joe at Fastlane and then fucking through Triple H at Mania. Because the angle between him and Triple H, like, writes itself in that fucking, in that podcast he did, man. Like, really he does. Hates that fucking guy.
Yeah. I'm sure there's disdain on both parts.
I don't know, dude. If he wanted to, I know they would take him back, dude.
Oh, without a doubt they would.
I mean, they're whores like that. They're like, well, we could make money, so.
Well, I mean, you'll probably see Hogan in this year, so.
Welcome to the roster, Hitler. You know? Give a fuck. If they think they can make some money, they're going to do it.
Yep. Do you think, okay, now, hear me out. This is probably a stupid question, but since they've taken Hulk Hogan out of the Hall of Fame, when he.
They
erased his name.
Okay.
I think, anyways. But. Let's say they did. When he comes back, because you know he will be, would they do another Hall of Fame for Hulk Hogan?
No. Right? No. No way, brother.
No way, brother.
Oh, man. They'll just put his name back in. I don't think they need him for shit, dude.
No, but I can't see him never coming back.
I guess. To me, he doesn't bring any value. What value does he bring?
Oh, none whatsoever. I'm sure to, like, the... ultra casual fan, it probably brings something to the table, but somebody sees like Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania, oh, I gotta see this, and then they see this old cripple man walking down the ring, it's like, oh
yeah, he looks like shit too these days.
Oh yeah,
Yeah. All right. Well, we were talking about fucking Raw.
Ugh.
Must be. There was some good things here.
There was.
Let's not start negative. I thought the recap was really long. Who's just jumping into Raw in a given week? I don't get it, man. Who are these long recaps for?
It's for people the. I don't know. It's they're essentially a YouTube clip show nowadays, anyways. But
that was long this week, right?
It was. I agree with you there. It was long.
I'm like fast forwarding. Like, holy shit! 7 minutes in, and this is like still last week.
Yeah, no. I don't know why they need to recap that much. You know, that much doesn't need to be known beforehand. This is like you can do it in bullet points.
Hmm. Indeed. I thought the opening promo from Raw Owens was fucking awesome.
It's probably the way they should have booked him from day one, honestly.
Well, he kind of was this way.
Well, this was a lot better, though, than the comedy shtick that he's doing. You know what I mean? Like, it's more
believable. Oh, yeah, but I'm saying when he first came in and beat Cena and shit, this is more that character.
Yes.
The fucking ass kicker.
Yes.
Yeah, it was so nice, dude. I was like, it was so nice to see... This, you know, an ass kicker champion, you know, for a change. Everyone's got to be this, like, the suit wearing coward fucking champion.
Although he was wearing a suit.
Well, yeah, they all got to wear suits. Because the WWE thinks it's like the fucking NBA. You have to wear a suit backstage, dude. Like, when you show up at the arena, you have to be fucking dressed in business clothes.
Yeah, that's weird. I must say.
Yeah, I'd love to see, like, fucking Braun Strowman come in a fucking suit and shit.
Yeah, with that hairdo in a suit.
Harper, is he wearing a fucking suit and coming in? Or, like, a tie? Bet he is.
He's like one of that movie that picks up the homeless guy and does the makeover. Luke Harper in a suit.
Yeah, I could see that, man. They're, like, fucking pulling, you know, like, flattening his hair down and shit and... Maybe he's trying on different suits and coming out and shit.
Crocodile boots.
I thought that was good. First match of the show, Cesaro and Sheamus versus Enzo and Cass, number one contender. Two winners will take on Gallows and Anderson, who've spent the last like 2 weeks just looking like clowns for Roman Reigns.
Yeah, just bitched out.
Why?
Yeah, no, it's there's no logic to it whatsoever other than the fact that Vince is now getting very desperate to get Roman Reigns over.
I mean, you're fucking tag champions. I don't care who the tag champs are. You do not do that. You do not take your tag champs and just have them look like shit to this guy. Nope. Holy fuck, they've lost their minds.
Yeah. They've lost their minds a long time ago, but it's really getting prevalent and really bad.
Like, last week, okay, the tag champs win the handicap match. They lose. They lose by just nonstop beating him down, which he's, you know, he wins the match, and then he still comes back and leaves them laying before the end. Yeah. Then this week, he loses by DQ by smashing them with chairs and leaving them laying.
Yeah, it's the journey to get Roman over, and they don't care who the fuck they step on to do it.
This come,
yeah,
and then on that. And he's taking on Braun Strowman. What are they going to do there? They better have Braun Strowman beat him.
I think they'll do something towards a no contest, or Braun Strowman wins by like, or Roman wins by disqualification or something like that. That's how I see it.
I don't see him giving a finish, and that takes away from Strowman too.
It does.
If you give him like a win or any of that bullshit, have him beat Roman Reigns, fucking. In the quickness, dude. With the quickness.
With the quickness. That should be a shirt for him. The quickness.
The big dog. I found out this big dog is actually a manufacturer of lawnmowers.
Oh.
My Facebook is an advertisement.
So it's going to be like a little... what was Psychosis and Super Crazy in WWE?
Oh, God.
Oh, what were they? Fuck me. Mexicools. The Mexicools, yes.
Getting right.
Did you know
that? Because
did you look it up?
No, I noticed. No, because I love those guys, okay, and even when they were doing stupid fucking bullshit,
riding lawnmowers to the ring.
I paid attention because Super Crazy is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed that they didn't show more of that match on Impact last week with Psychosis and Super Crazy against the Hardys.
Like, what are you going to show you? When you have to fucking, when you have to censor the ref, dude.
Yeah. I mean, no, but they did the same thing this week, too, at their match for the Mid-Atlantic Tag Team Championships. It was just clips.
That's so dumb. Why don't they have the actual match?
Yeah, I don't know. It's Impact. What else are you going to watch?
What was the match this week?
Against Rage and, it was some unknown people, Matthias and Rage. Some guys that's been tag team champions for 12 years or something like that.
Hey, where?
Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling or something like that. Somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Oh my god.
Yeah, weird baby blue titles like the Ultimate Warrior World title.
What the fuck?
But the greatest part about it though, not to veer off into Impact, but the Hardy segments were amazing this week. You've got to check them out if you haven't already.
Dude, I always just look in on like YouTube at the Hardy stuff because the rest of the show, I mean, is there anything else worth watching on there?
The Josh Barnett stuff is pretty cool.
That's right. Yeah, but
Cody Rhodes turned heel, kicked Moose in his moose knuckle. There's some good things. There was a wedding that sucked horribly.
Oh, dude, I remember seeing something that they're going to have a wedding.
Yeah, the Laurel Van Ness and Braxton Sutter wedding hosted by Maria.
May there never be another wedding in the history of fucking wrestling, dude.
Yeah.
It's so fucking awful.
It was really like, bad.
Dude, Macho and Elizabeth. That's it.
Yeah, I can even live with the Test and Steph wedding because of the whole angle that proceeded afterwards with Triple H drugging Stephanie McMahon and marrying her.
Yeah. not as good as after fucking Macho and Liz got married. Then they were at the after party and they opened a fucking gift and it was a snake.
Yes.
And then Snake showed up and kicked the shit out of him. Yeah. Fucking awesome. Which led to that fucking angle where the Macho bite. Takes a fucking snake bite, dude.
Yeah, that's that's dedication. Definitely.
Did you know he made fucking Jake get bit by it backstage first because he wanted to make sure it didn't have poison?
That's a smart move for a paranoid guy.
Yeah, dude, exactly. No, let it bite you first, brother.
I don't trust you, man.
Yeah, exactly. He thought, like, here's their chance to fucking take me out.
Yeah. I knew that this day would come. He rose to the top, and now it's going to go sour, yeah.
But, dude, how ridiculous was that? Like, actually just letting a fucking snake bite you. And then they couldn't get it off of him and shit, dude.
Because it's a fucking snake.
Fucking crazy to just take a snake bite. Yeah, in the ring, after the match, he's going to grab a fucking snake and it's going to bite you to shoot. Like, fuck it, out of here.
It's like, what's got to be running through your mind for you to actually say yes to this? It's like,
yeah, that's crazy, man. Oh, shit. We had a no contest, Kendrick and Tozawa.
Yes.
That's stupid.
Yep. There was actually no Cruiserweight match this week.
Well, that was it, yeah. And as we mentioned, Reigns defeats, he loses to Gallows and Anderson by DQ for just getting a chair and smashing them to the ground. So,
yeah. Fuck him.
Rusev and Transgender Mahal did a whole awful thing with the New Day here.
There was one good thing about it. There was one line. Okay. Did you catch this line? And it's when they get the plans. And Big E, or some, I think it's like Xavier says, how did she get those plans? And Big E says, y'all know she's Russian, right? And it's like, ha ha ha.
Oh, they hacked us. Yeah, she hacked us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but that was, dude, the only good part about that whole deal, in my opinion.
It's pretty bad, dude. Like, oh, it turns out she has their ice cream blueprints on her fucking tablet. And he goes around, at one point, Woods goes behind her, and okay, it's a decent idea. He blasts the trombone, she gets afraid and throws it in the air. Except for she's late, dude. He hits the thing, and she's late, like, freaking out and throwing the thing. It was very poorly done.
The whole thing is poorly done because you're talking about a digital blueprint. She has it on her laptop. Well, she had to get it from somewhere. So which means it's probably saved somewhere. It's not just on a tablet.
It's just dumb. It's like over ice cream.
Yeah, it's a stupid angle. The New Day have turned into a stupid stable, and they should die a horrible death, in my opinion.
They're hosting WrestleMania, which means are they not wrestling on the card then? No?
I'm assuming so. That's when you know you have overrun your stay, when you can't get a shot on WrestleMania.
Well, I don't know. They're hosting it, so I don't know what that means.
That just means they're going to do their stupid skits all throughout the 4 hours of the show.
4 hours? Like 7 hours?
Well, I mean, I'm only going to watch a four-hour show. I'm not going to watch a seven-hour show.
I think the main show is 5 hours, isn't it?
I'll skip a match or two. I can guarantee you that.
I go balls deep on WrestleMania Day. It's like Super Bowl Sunday, where like I just turn it on when it starts, and then I'll work to like go cook food and like, you know, I'd like to blow it out, man. Like get a bunch of food and like fucking have a good time, like a Super Bowl party.
Well, I've never been to a Super Bowl party, so maybe I will have to make a Super Bowl party for my WrestleMania. And by Super Bowl party, I mean probably just me and my brother eating food and watching wrestling.
Yeah, getting a bunch of food and fucking drinking beers. Good times.
Smoking weed?
Hell yeah.
I don't drink, so.
I don't either, really. So, Gallagher and Neville contract signing. This is, of course, it ends in a brawl.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but I just popped open Google again, and the first thing I seen was cream corn guy, so it scared me a little bit.
You're taking that. I mean, this is just off. Like, really, rather than going through all this shit, it's like, dude, there's an awful thing with Bayley promo. Steph McMahon comes out, Charlotte comes out, Sasha comes out. Awful. And
Steph portrays her actual true self.
Oh, you cunt! What a cunt!
Just being the worst human being of all time.
Mm-hmm. It leads to a match between Charlotte and Sasha. Which, dude, it's so great. Bailey's on commentary, and Dana Brooke comes down, like, running in slow motion so Bailey can catch her. It's fucking awful.
It was so great. But what made it even better is when Bailey did catch her, she fucking goes schnoz first right into the ramp. So good.
Fucking so stupid, dude. And we got Owens versus Zayn. Remember when they did, like, the last time ever? Yeah. Owens and Zayn.
Well, here it is on a random run, 2017.
Yeah, didn't happen anyway.
No. Knew what was going to happen because the little skit that they did before, you mentioned Samoa Joe again, came out and beat shit out of him again. It's good, but very predictable.
Throws him in the ring. Of course, he demands that the match start. Owens just brutally fucking beats him down and wins. So, Steph and Mick arguing backstage, just kind of setting up Foley's departure.
Yeah, he's got to get hip surgery anyway, so.
Yeah. Who do you think replaces him, dude? Kurt Angle? That'd be fucking...
I'm banking and hoping that it would be Kurt Angle.
That'd be cool, right? I think it could be cool.
I think so. Kurt will make that work even if, you know, he was given shitty dialect.
Dialogue? Dialect?
What's that? yeah. What's a dialect? That's a word, though, isn't it?
A dialect is like a... a different version of language, you know, like a dialect of German or a dialect. It'd be like an offshoot, I think.
Okay, fair enough. You could make an argument that it could be the right word. WWE and their weird vernacular.
Yeah. I thought the promo with Heyman and Lesnar was cool.
Yeah, that was good. I liked how Brock got forefront, and it would have worked better if it was angled a bit better that Paul Heyman was always over his shoulder.
Agreed. Paul Heyman should have always been over his shoulder. That would made it even better. Yeah.
But it worked nonetheless.
No, it was pretty good, dude. It was good. But that little note would have made it way better.
Yeah. That's why we could be producers.
Yeah. Well, hook us up. and then the main event, they're reinforcing the ring here, which is funny. It's like, oh, you have to reinforce the ring for this, but not like, you know, the 48-man tag team matches you do like every fucking week on Raw.
That's a good point. It is a good
or
point.
Or fucking Battle Royals, you know? Yeah,
the Royal Rumble.
Right, it's like, do they do Battle Royals of like fucking 10 guys on SmackDown, like on the reg, dude, every week, man?
At point in the Royal Rumble, I believe, was it Big Show, Braun Strowman, and Undertaker were in the ring at the same time?
Of course.
So
probably Mark Henry, too.
Yeah, and maybe Brock Lesnar. No. Yeah. No, he got out too quick.
The crowd chants, this is awesome, after the first lockup. Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's pushing it, hey? Boy. Pushing it. Like, it is, it's a cool visual to see two big behemoth men.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it does have a little bit of flair to the match when they start doing a little bit of chain wrestling.
Yeah.
It's big guys doing chain wrestling, so you can't expect it to be the most fluid thing in the world. But
the thing that deserved... Go ahead.
No, go for it. I think you're going to the same place I was going.
The thing that deserves a This Is Awesome chant is that fucking kip up from...
Exactly.
From fucking Strowman, dude.
That was good. You got to think, what's the force that a man of that size has to do to get up like that?
It's fucking pretty ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, he's a strong...
I remember there was house show footage of him doing that against Big Show like 6 months ago, 3 months ago.
I was at a show that he did it at against Big Show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was a live show in Edmonton in October.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you go to a show last week, too?
I did.
Was it the Raw one or the SmackDown one?
It was the SmackDown one. Minus Bray
Wyatt. Oh, so I was wrong.
You were wrong, but it was minus Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, Randy Orton. Who else wasn't there? Mickie James wasn't there. I don't think she goes a lot of events anyways. There was no Becky Lynch. There was Tamina Snuka.
Who the fuck did you get then?
Do you want to hear the card for this abysmal show?
Yeah, okay. I do.
So it started with Apollo Crews defeating Dolph Ziggler. Me and Travis were getting beers while this match happened.
Wow.
Heath Slater and Rhino defeated The Ascension. Baron Corbin defeated Kalisto. Tamina Snuka made her long-awaited return to WWE.
Snuka.
To tag up with Natalya to defeat Carmella and Alexa Bliss.
Wow.
It's getting worse. Wait now.
I can't wait to hear what the main event is going to be.
Mojo Rawley defeated Aiden English with Simon Gotch as his manager.
Oh, my God.
American Alpha defeated Breezango for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. I will admit, that match was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It was probably the second best match on the card. It's not saying much because it's the co-main event. But the main event was actually really good. It was Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, and The Miz in a triple threat match for the IC title.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty good. I was sat behind the biggest Miz mark in the world, though.
No. They love fucking doing that shit, you know? Like, the house show I last went to was a triple threat with Reigns, Owens, and Styles.
My last one was a triple threat with Reigns. It was not my last one. The one before was Reigns, Owens, and Zayn.
Yeah, that's what they like to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a shitty card, dude. It's not like back in the day when it was like, oh, fucking Hulk Hogan and Macho Man and shit. Like, yeah. Mojo Rawley, dude? What the fuck, man?
Mojo Rawley against Aiden English of all things in the world.
Mm.
It's not a good match at all.
No.
I know Travis left to get beer while that match happened.
How was the draw? How was the house?
The house was lackluster. The floor was filled and the first bowl ring was filled. The whole upper deck was curtained off. My whole section, like I was sat behind the announce table. My whole section, nobody stood up throughout the whole goddamn thing. Like, everybody just sat down. And it's like, boy, it's embarrassing to be sat in this section. I wouldn't mind standing up to see an entrance or two.
Yeah.
Especially since I had a fucking melon head right in front of me. I wanted to just fucking palm strike into the back of the head.
They drew pretty well when they were here, but I mean, you know, there was a lot of parts that were curtained off as well, though.
The Raw show drew a lot better in October.
Oh, did that sell out or no?
It didn't sell out, but they didn't curtain off the top.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you know, their house show business is down, and it's just because it sucks.
Yeah.
And the whole experience sucks. It's like, it's for kids. I don't fucking like it, man. There's kids everywhere. There's fucking families. It just sucks. Wrestling should have balls, you know?
Yeah, no, I was... let me describe to you the surroundings, okay? Down on one end, on to my right, I had a guy that was cheering for Apollo Crews because I quote, he's black. Then I had, on my left, three little kids and their father. In front of me, I had a Miz Mark, and then these two guys that you could tell that, like, they've never had their dick touched before, and they're modeling all, like, five or six shirts that they just bought at the counter, like, taking them all off, putting on his little pink Dolph Ziggler shirt, taking it off again, putting on his little Kevin Owens shirt and Sasha Banks shirt. It was all weird. I felt like the most normal person in the world.
When I went, there was a guy in front of me wearing a Roman Reigns shirt with a TNA belt over his shoulder.
So. I remember you saying something about that. That's fucking retarded.
And every time someone would come out and, like, a champion would get up in the corner and hold their belt up, he would stand up and hold up his TNA belt at them.
That's a TNA mark right there.
Well, I was just thinking, I talked about, you know, to Rando at the time, too. I'm like, this guy could be the TNA champ. I wouldn't, you know, I really wouldn't know. It's totally possible.
Oh, fucking hell.
Did we finish fucking Raw?
We didn't finish Raw, actually. We kind of did, I guess.
Okay. Strowman wins. Of course, out comes face Reigns. You know, he's such a face taxes guy all the time.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought Big Show kind of looked like Captain Spaulding from the Rob Zombie movies. What do you think?
Hey, fucking, he just reminds me of, like, Willy Wonka at the beginning of fucking movie where he comes out all creaky and shit. His legs just look like they could just break off. Like, him from the knees up could just, like, fall off his legs, you know?
they look like they're buckling in, kind of.
Oh, dude, he looks like shit. He can barely fucking move.
Yeah,
it's like, why? He made so much fucking money already in wrestling, dude.
Get he's got to live the gimmick, though. He's made a lot of bad choices, according to Stephanie McMahon. You know, that shopping mall that he bought. Can you remember that gimmick where Stephanie McMahon was saying, Big Show, you've got to work here because you're broke because you invested in a lot of bad things.
Did he? Is that true?
I don't know. I don't think it's true. But I think that's just what they were doing because, like, Big Show started to cry and then he turned heel 18 times.
Right. I don't know, man. It was, I don't know if that's the case, but he's made fucking crazy money.
Yeah. I'm sure he could have lived off his WCW money alone.
He wasn't getting paid that much there.
Really? Of all places. No,
we've talked about that where, like, he was champion of the company and he was making, like, fucking piss at the time.
I believe that was his first match anyways, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he was green as shit.
Yeah.
Remember when he did a fucking dropkick off the top rope? Missile dropkick?
He was a lot nimbler then. And you can imagine the training he got because he credits Terry Taylor and Triple H for training him.
I mean, that's where we play. See Braun like that. Braun will be around and someday he'll be like, remember when he used to do kip-ups and shit?
Yeah.
And he'll be fucking walking around, barely moving, fucking putting over the next fucking big, tall kid.
That's the worst thing about the big guys, is that the shelf life is very low. Like, Big Show's lucky he's lasted this long.
I can't believe he has.
Yeah.
Kane, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kane's never taken a proper bump in his life. Everything's taken on a knee.
He got to wrestle till he's 50 by just taking everything like complete shit.
Yeah.
Entire career, dude. So if I take everything like shit, I could wrestle until I'm 50 and make a buttload of money.
Yeah, because I remember when I first got into wrestling, it was when Andre the Giant was on his way out.
That was sad for me to watch.
Yeah, like WrestleMania 6 was like my first big venture in wrestling. I was 3 years old. And
last fucking match.
Exactly. The last televised match he had. And just seeing that, it's just like, oh, that's Andre the Giant. He's really big. And then as I got older to watch him like doing cross bodies and stuff, it's like, holy fuck, this is right. Andre the Giant.
Yeah, by the time he got to WWF, he was fucking shot already.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a time. Cross bodies, man.
Holy it's unreal. Fuck. And like, you don't see Luke Harper. He's probably the closest thing akin to what I would say Andre the Giant would be in the WWE now.
Oh, well, yeah, how tall is that guy?
But he's not as big, no, but he's still a big guy. You're not going to see big guys like Andre the Giant anymore. Because like,
kind of an Undertaker.
Undertaker's only 6'9".
Yeah, well, that's pretty tall, I'm saying. But Luke Harper's more like an Undertaker type fucking build, isn't he?
Yeah.
Did you say 6'7" or 6'8", maybe?
Probably. Harper, probably around that area, yeah.
It's a big fuck. Take us through fucking SmackDown.
Well, SmackDown, let's go through some highs and lows of SmackDown, okay? Because you had Alexa Bliss came out because they took the women's title away from Naomi because of her knee injury, citing that she can't defend a title in 30 days when Brock Lesnar had a title for 6 months and never showed up for TV. So that was supposed to be an emotional moment. Didn't really come off as so.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah. Bliss comes out. She has a match with Becky Lynch for the women's title. She fucks up talking at first, and then she, you know, does what she does in the ring and fucks that up a lot. And she won the title again by grabbing the tights of Lynch, Becky Lynch. So that was basically the first like 45 minutes of SmackDown.
Yeah. The women were like the show this week.
Yeah, they were over half of the show was the women.
Yeah. And then like I know Daniel Bryan challenged Mick Foley to do the same on Raw. It's like, oh my fucking God.
And told him to suck.
I'm gonna stop watching this shit.
Yeah, so
anyway.
Then we get American Alpha versus Brizango. Just like I seen at a house show. Just not as good. And then the Usos actually came out and cut a good promo, in my opinion. I don't know if you got to see that. I thought it was a really good promo.
Yeah, I thought it was good too, actually.
These guys in this gimmick could take the Usos a long ways, I think.
Yeah, they needed it too, man. Like, their last shit was so fucking lame.
Yeah.
And it was like, these guys are like, they're really good wrestlers, and, you know, they're like, but I hate them. I'm so sick of, like, you know, they're fucking... Fuck. Come on.
Man. Now they just come out screaming. Well,
yeah, I kind of like thugged out fucking Usos.
Yeah, well, like, Jay talks. Jimmy just yells shit. Just starts yelling a mile a minute. It's just so entertaining.
I mean, I think that they could have. Yeah, I'd love to see them have, like, a real good fucking tag match. You know, not the bullshit either. Like, something to rival... You know, the revival, if you will.
I'd like to see American Alpha and the Usos at WrestleMania. Honestly, I think that's where they're going, and it should be where they're going.
Kickoff show.
Oh yeah, probably. I'll probably miss that then.
So, but if they got like 15 minutes to go out and really try to put on a good match,
it'll be good nonetheless.
Yeah. All right.
So we got a Falls Count Anywhere match between Natalya and Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, nothing. They didn't reinvent the wheel by any means. But, I mean, it was entertaining enough to watch.
Setting up Nikki and John Cena versus Miz and fucking Maryse or what?
Yes, because Nikki gets Irish whipped through a curtain and into Maryse. And then Maryse comes out towards the end of the match when Natalya has Nikki in a sharpshooter. No, when Nikki has Natalya in an STFU. So she's been doing her John Cena move, and Maryse comes out with a lead pipe and just starts hitting her with it.
I believe that's actually an STS.
Well, he calls it the STFUs. I, you know what I mean?
I'm just being a dick. The STF is across the face. It's across the jaw. The STS is under the chin.
Like okay, I never ever knew that.
Yeah, boy.
I actually never ever knew that. So that's learn something. Education, sir. Education 101 from Five Star Podcast. Suplex
to the limits. Someone online will probably be like, actually, it's a fucking shit.
Actually, it's when you cross your fingers when you're doing. That's what makes it an STS.
An STS, fucking STFU, yeah. This is fucking done then. Natalia wins. That's good.
Well, she won by, Nikki wins by DQ.
Did Nikki win?
Yeah, because Maryse attacks Nikki with the lead pipe. Or no, how did it? Oh, yeah, Natalia did win, because I suppose it is a Falls Count Anywhere match, right? Yeah. So, there you go. Natalia did win, yes. You're right.
Kind of like this Natalia. Kind of decent.
Yeah, what, boobs falling out Natalia from an under her thing? Yeah, I like it too.
It's kind of a bitch. I don't know. I don't really like... That's the thing is, like, people think I just don't like women's wrestling because I'm a dick and I'm whatever, but, like, I just don't like any of this stuff because it all sucks.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know? There was good shit. I picked, Bayley and Sasha as my WWE match of the year. You know, yeah. They're NXT one, so... I'm not against it completely, but this shit all sucks, man.
It does. It does. You're
both Raw right and now. SmackDown. They fucking suck. The women's shit's fucking lame.
No, I agree. I agree completely. They have good moments every now and then. You know, like Charlotte and Sasha have had some decent matches. You know,
yeah.
Nothing really to write home about. The women's match last year at WrestleMania was probably one of the better matches on the card, if you ask me.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's not saying much about that WrestleMania card, though.
No. All right, what else we got?
You had the Battle Royal. The 10-man Battle Royal for the number one contendership of the SmackDown title.
A fucking star-studded Royal.
Mojo Rawley, Kalisto. You know what's really weird? At my house show that I went to, Kalisto was wearing pants.
Oh, yeah?
I guess he gets gun-shy about his thighs when he's in Canada.
Did they have wings on them on the waist?
Oh, yeah, they did. The the pants had the wings and, like, his little Sparta gimmick going down.
Oh. You are not entertained. That should be his fucking...
Lucha you are things not you do not.
Yeah. Fucking do a good Lucha thing. Ooh, goddamn.
I love that line so much.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, goddamn. But everybody clears house pretty quickly. It's left with Luke Harper and AJ Styles. It's actually a decent little encounter they do. But then they try to do a suplex over the top where it's obvious who's going to hit the floor first.
Yeah.
AJ obviously hits the floor first. Luke goes down then. And then they say there's no conclusive evidence as to who touched first. So they're going to do a match next week.
Complete dog shit, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it
didn't work out for a while. Complete dog shit.
So, yeah, that was SmackDown.
There you go.
I'm sure I left some things out, but that's really all you need to know.
That's it. The thing that I most wanted to talk about with SmackDown was actually talking smack.
Oh, you mean the flatter? The flat earth guy?
AJ Styles thinks the earth is flat, dude. No, I don't think it's flat. I think there's some interesting things out there.
What's your interesting thing, sir?
You stupid motherfucker. Tell you this. Yeah, probably. Gay community. Fuck, dude. What a fucking country bumpkin motherfucker that guy is.
Oh, dude. It's a shame because he's such a good wrestler. But he's such a narrow-minded individual.
Well, yeah, I just... You know, it was too, like... AJ Styles is, like, so much cooler until he talks, you know? The guy should just be, like, a silent fucking, you know, I don't know, something, dude. Because when he talks, he's just... You know?
It's like... John Cena.
Yeah, it's just too much. You. Yeah. It's hard for me to... I don't know. Maybe not, though. I was going to say, it's hard for me to take that accent, like, badass, but, like, Stone Cold is different. Stone Cold is like a Texas. You know, that dude's from, what, Georgia?
Yeah, yeah. He's from the land of peaches.
So it's like a different sort of, it's more like Mayberry, you know? I don't know. It's a little more Mayberry and shit. It's not badass, like Stone Cold Texas fucking.
He doesn't have a badass growl to his voice is what he's really missing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just like, you know, like, just shut up and do flips and shit.
Shut up and do flips. Like, no, I've warmed up to AJ Styles and his speaking abilities since he's come to the WWE. But there's a lot of guys on that roster that if they had a different voice, their promos would come off so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I like his talking, too. I mean, like, the whole beat-up John Cena thing was great, man. You know,
yeah.
I mean, but, dude, he believes the earth is fucking flat.
Well, he also believes in Jesus, so.
I love that Brian brings that up, dude. Just like, oh, yeah, but... yeah. By the way, this guy thinks the earth is flat.
Yeah. So you've made a lot of bad decisions, Brian. It's like, oh, this is good coming from a guy that thinks the earth is flat. It's like, oh, boy. Shit.
Dude, how fucking, like, that's like the pinnacle of stupidity.
It is. It is.
I mean, like, that's stupider than, like, any little, I mean, I think of a million groups of people, but that's about the stupidest right there.
Yep. Well, yeah, and those people that volunteer to go to Mars too to die—that's pretty stupid too. believing that the Earth is flat is something like okay, I can go. My grandparents, if they thought it, okay, I can live with that because they're old and senile.
It's like, dude, if Earth's round, how come we're not falling off? That's what they say, dude. People in Australia not just fall right off.
That's like when people say that Jesus put fossils on Earth to question or judge.
There is fucking flat Earth people that are right up there with those. Yeah, the religious people who think Earth is 6,000 years old.
Yeah.
And yeah, dinosaur bones are a test from Jesus.
Whenever I hear somebody say it, it's just like, oh, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Holy fuck. Some people should just be fucking
exterminated.
Like, we can't.
Sir.
Well, pretty strong. You know, I talk about exterminating a group of people. Never really. That's a bad connotation.
Well, yeah, I suppose, yeah, but I don't have a president trying to exterminate a bunch of people, so I could say it and it doesn't get so much flack.
I feel like if we keep going with this, we're going to start railing against religion, and then we're going to piss off people who...
A lot of people.
Like, so. And I'm cool with that, man, as long as you're not, like, over the top, and as long as you're not coming to my house trying to tell me about your God, I'm cool with you, man.
Like, you can believe in whatever you need to believe to get by in life. Just don't push it on me, and I'm cool.
Just don't come knocking on my door.
Yeah. Someone's knocking on my door. Come on, knock on my door. I'm not waiting Mormons. For you.
I've had Mormons before come and, like, dude, knock. And then, like, you know, even a moment, you know, we talk about fucking, you know, Christ's siblings. That's usually what they ask you about. They want to tell you the story of, like, Christ's siblings. And I just fucking try to get serious with them and, like, dude, you're like 19 or 18. You just got out of high school. And you're fucking doing this, like, get out of the, put that backpack down, run the fuck away, dude.
Yeah.
And get drunk and get high and fucking have sex with women and just, dude, like, enjoy your fucking life because you are throwing it away right now, dude. Walking around with a backpack on, knocking on people's doors all day, bothering people who tell you to fuck yourself. For a religion that was made up within, like, what, the last, like, 60 years.
Yeah. Was it John Smith or something like that?
Yeah, who fucking...
Went to the woods?
I found these golden tablets from God. Well, no one else can see them but me.
Yeah. Went to the woods, dug some mushrooms, had a bad trip, came back, and changed the whole religious world.
Yeah, and, I mean, the beliefs of Mormons. I think we can shit on the Mormons.
Oh, yeah, you know? Of course. South Park did it with relative ease on Broadway, so.
All the aggressions out on the Mormons.
Here in Canada, if your religion
was created within, like, you know, relatively recent times, it's complete bullshit, dude.
Yeah. In Canada, though, we get the Jehovah's Witness coming door to door, not the Mormons.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what those fuckers believe.
They don't do Christmas. So
well, I knew that. I grew up with some Jehovah's Witness kids, and they couldn't. Yeah, they didn't celebrate birthdays or Christmas or anything.
They're against blood transfusions. So, like, if their son is going to die because he needs different blood, be like, no, let him die. It's like, we don't do blood transfusions. So that's a thing, because I know some Jehovah's, and that's what they told me. So
we've talked about religion a bunch.
So NXT, hey?
NXT. Did you see it? I saw parts of it. I've been moving this whole week, so I'm fucking behind. It took me a while to get my internet up. It took me a while, even longer to get my cable fixed. So, why don't you take us through it?
How about I just tell you that Pete Dunne and Mark Andrews had a really good match?
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was a really good match. We had a lackluster women's match. It was Peyton Royce and Asuka and Ember. Peyton Royce, Ember Moon, and Liv Morgan. That was abysmal. Peyton Royce is now the number one contender for the women's title.
She sucks.
Yeah. And then Bobby Roode fought No Way Jose. Chris Hero came out for the save, and they've got a match. Chris Hero.
Was he wearing a shirt?
He was wearing a sports jacket, a Chris Hero shirt, and jeans with knee pads on and under the jeans, actually.
He's going to be Cassius Ohno, but he's going to wear he's going to wear Chris Hero t-shirts.
His t-shirt is like, I feel like elbow was on his tit, and then on his back it said, who's your hero? And it's like, oh, I see you don't have a Cassius Ohno shirt yet.
Why don't they just let him be fucking Chris Hero, man? God damn.
They even hint at it, like Bobby Roode says, Cassius Ohno, if that is your real name. It's like, haha, fair enough. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the worst names ever.
Oh, dude.
You know, after that guy left, I mean, everybody's talked about how that's like the worst fucking, one of the worst names they've ever come up with.
Yeah.
What was Ryback's first one? Chip something?
Skip Sheffield.
Skip Sheffield, dude.
Who the fuck comes up with Bray Wyatt was Husky Harris.
Yeah, Husky Harris. Dude, Oni Lorcan, man.
That's absolutely dog shit bad.
It's fucking awful, dude.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody watched 205 Live. Or
actually, it was on in the background while we were recording. It's over now, but nothing really happened that I seen.
Yeah, nothing ever happens, dude. No.
They had some matches. Tony Nese came out. You know, they had like Akira Tozawa and Brian Kendrick again. I don't think that went anywhere. So.
Oh man, I'll let you go.
The highlight of the week, though, was talking smack, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, dude, AJ Styles. I mean, really, like, now that we've finished kind of reviewing the week in wrestling, all my favorite things were non-wrestling related. They were like Tom Phillips talking about face-fucking a girl, AJ Styles thinking that the earth is flat. Those are, like, my two favorite things in the WWE right now.
That's true. It's a shame, especially with WrestleMania right around the corner. It's like, oh, boy. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, well. There's not really anything at Mania that's that exciting, is there?
No, and nowadays, too, where there's so many stops before WrestleMania, there's really no long build to WrestleMania no more. There's all these little tiny feuds that culminate in a big feud that lasts for a month.
We gotta get through Fastlane.
Yeah, and then we'll start building towards WrestleMania. 3 weeks.
Holy after God. Mania this year, though, they're coming back on the pay-per-views.
Yes, thankfully. Thankfully.
I guess, dude, but I thought one a month for each brand was fine. Because they can't make it 2 months. You know, these fuckers can't.
I honestly, I'm a proponent for one a month. And just having both people on both shows. Or both together for a pay-per-view, because I hate these pay-per-views. I really do.
Yeah,
there's not enough power on these pay-per-views to make you sit down for 3 hours.
And two, it's like to move this way. Like I said, Raw, dude, the creative does not have what it takes to do 2 months. I remember there was a point there where, at one point, where there was like a really big gap between it, where instead of the usual like 3 weeks, it was like 6 weeks they had to build, and they were so fucking lost, man. They can't. Yeah. They can't write for 2 months. They can't build something for 2 months. They can't build anything. Fucking period. Now, that's like all. That was during that time where all of a sudden they would start like, oh, this week Wednesday on the fucking network is a special. You know, they were doing all these little live things like all the fucking time. All of a sudden, because they had no idea how to book anything.
There, it could be worse because in TNA right now they're building stuff for a week. That's it.
A week?
Yeah. It's it last week. Okay, so there's one guy in TNA that is abysmal at wrestling, but he talks better than 3/4 of the wrestlers that you see on TV today.
Well, who's this?
His name is Eli Drake. He's a really good talker. Okay. So Eli Drake and Tyrus are a team. They break up last week. This week they have the blow off match and they get back together. And it's like, oh, okay, this reeks of nothing good.
Well, they only have like one fucking pay per view a year, right?
Yeah, but they call like, you know, all the old Impact or TNA pay per views, Hard Justice, Genesis, Lockdown. They're all just episodes of Impact now. Once every few weeks, they'll just do one called Impact Genesis.
Oh, okay.
Right? So those are usually good shows. It's usually all matches, little bit of backstage stuff. But
it's like Clash of the Champions almost. Then.
Yeah, almost. And that works out pretty well, but you should build towards those, in my opinion. Not have this happen 1 week and then the next week we're back to this. It makes no sense.
I have super fond memories of Clash of the Champions, man. Because that was like back when it was like a pay-per-view for free, you know? Like coming up, fucking Clash of the Champions. Like all big pay-per-view quality fucking matches. Like
It was like Saturday Night's main event, but better.
Oh, yeah, but not shit, yeah.
Yeah.
And it would be in prime time, on like a Saturday. Fuck yeah, dude. Clash of the Champions fucking rocked. Yeah,
some of those Sting Ric Flair had a match at Clash of the Champions. I don't know when, but it was an amazing match.
Yeah, those were all fucking super fun.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, you got anything else on the topic of wrestling this week?
Not really, no.
There you go.
We've got the Ring of Honor, Glory by Honor, Japan stuff, which should be okay. You know what I mean? That should be really good.
Yeah.
You know what shows I'm talking about?
I do.
The main event of the last night should be really good. It's the Briscoe brothers, Okada and Will Ospreay against Cody Rhodes, Omega, and the Young Bucks.
Jesus.
That should be awesome.
Is that going to be one of the ones that has English commentary?
Yes. Yes. Both nights actually will have it.
Two nights? What nights are they?
It is February 26th and 27th.
Today is the 25th.
Yeah, so it's Monday and... Sunday and Monday.
Great. At like what time of fucking morning?
4:30 a.m. Eastern.
Well, actually, if the one's on Sunday afternoon over there, it's probably on like in the middle of the night tonight here. Saturday.
It will be... So it's Sunday morning, we can watch it. That's pretty cool. Dope. And the main event of that is the Briscoe Brothers against Adam Cole and Kenny Omega.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, man. I have to fucking watch that. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Suplex City Limits will always keep you up on some good Japanese wrestling.
There you go. I tried my best to fucking get around to watching it. It helps when it has English commentary.
Mm-hmm.
It also would help if it wasn't on at fucked up times of fucking day.
Yeah, no, that sucks. But, I mean, with New Japan World, it makes it a lot easier. You can just watch it whenever.
That's true. That's true.
One other thing, too, that will be coming out, too. Zeb Coulter, Dutch Mantel. I'm looking at his Twitter. His Twitter's still Zeb Coulter. But he announced that he'll be doing a Vice documentary. It's going to be, I think it's most interesting wrestling moments of all time or something like that, or wrestling stories. So that should be good.
That could be cool. That could be fucking cool. And I always give some shout-outs to the Federation. What's going on with the Federation, man?
We'll be doing a TNA episode coming out this week. We skipped last week because me and my brother only see each other for 1 or 2 days a week, and we went to Edmonton together, and that was the day we seen each other that week. So
Should have did it in the car.
We've done one in the car before. It's a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the wind. All you can hear is wind, especially for an avid smoker like myself.
Yeah, right. Also, we're doing a pay-per-view take two. We're supposed to record that on Sunday. So I know I mentioned it last week, but keep an eye out for Jared and I, pay-per-view take two, WrestleMania 9, voted for by you guys. So I had to suffer through WrestleMania 9 again.
That's a hard one to do. Not to put in another plug for myself, but February 28th, the Federation are releasing new t-shirts, so you can go buy that too if you want.
A new design, huh? A
new design, yeah.
Is it the yellow style or what?
It's it's the style of the new logo with the Descendants ripoff, and yeah, you can get it in black, yellow, or white.
Ooh, so there you go. Can do that on What a Maneuver.
WhatAmaneuver.net.
There you go. Pick that shit up. I feel like I always should plug your shit. You're half of this show.
I don't even plug my own shit half the time on my own show. So. Well, I'm really bad at plugging shit.
You might as well do it while you have an audience.
Oh!
Take the cocksucker.
Cocksucker.
What a dick. Oh, that's fun. Shout out to our friends at Wrestling Soup, Gorgeous Losers of Wrestling, 414 show on YouTube. Cool Kids MMA and Wrestling Group on Facebook. Also, the Secret Jabroni Society on the Facebooks. I don't know what else we got to give shout outs to.
Satpod, who I met Scotty this weekend at the Edmonton show.
Oh, yeah, Satpod. We love Satpod. And, dude, I was like, you guys fucking met up. I'm like, I want a picture fucking of this shit. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was a fun night. I had a lot of fun. He saved our ass in many ways, actually. So,
did he?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you off air because I don't want to tell anybody else's stuff.
Or you can call the hotline one.
Call the hotline. Yes, me and Gene will talk you through it.
1-800-909-9900. Get your parents' permission first.
Fuck, you got that memorized, eh?
Oh, dude, hell yeah, I do. It's a WCW mark, man. I got that shit. That shit on lockdown. Also, yeah, shout out to Out of the Van podcast. My buddy Black Van Steve does. Do the Hall of Fame here. I'm going to do it on the show this week because I actually know who I want to put in.
There we go.
For a change, right? Yeah. I'm going to put in Ernie Ladd.
Ooh, the fridge. Is that the fridge?
It's not the fridge.
Oh, fair enough.
The fridge is fucking the refrigerator Perry, who's a football player from Chicago Bears.
What did they call Ernie Ladd? He had a name, didn't he?
The Big Cat.
The Big Cat. Okay, fair enough.
A big cat and a lad.
He did play football.
Oh, dude. Really?
Oh, yeah.
You need to get out there and check that shit out. If you're not familiar with Ernie Ladd, you definitely got to check him out. He is one of the best black wrestlers of all time. Not that we have to make that distinction. It is Black History Month.
That's true. It's so. The tail end of it as well.
I know. I was like, oh, we should really fucking...
Poor really WWE.
Well, no, but dude, Ernie Ladd is fucking awesome, man. He was always one of my favorites. If you go watch him, you'll see that like he was one of the first people who had like a ton of charisma on the microphone.
Okay, yeah.
And you'll see like Dusty Rhodes kind of lifting shit almost from him. Definitely fucking just a really revolutionary guy. So it's worth checking out. He also would work like. Yeah, he was fucking old school. I'm trying to see when he debuted. Debuted in 1961.
Oh, wow.
So he was wrestling when there were still like fucking issues of segregation in this.
Huh.
And he would even work heel. So you imagine like the hate for black people. And you know, and down in the deep south where there's still segregation and shit. And then this guy comes out, and instead of being just like, you know, Apollo Crews or something, instead of that, he's a fucking heel. He's an ass. He has the balls to go to like Alabama and be a prick at a fucking wrestling show full of white people. Like, holy shit.
That takes nerve, I must say.
Yeah. So definitely check out Ernie Ladd. You can check him out. He did some shit for WWF, but just go to YouTube. You'll find this shit. So
you got a? Do you have a match that I should watch? One in particular?
Oh man, I don't know. Probably not. Some of his later shit, maybe. I don't have a match offhand for you to watch, but I'm sure you'll find something.
Good enough.
Good enough. I mean, he's had matches with like Paul Orndorff, Junkyard Dog, shit like that. So
okay. And like, was that all? That wasn't under the WWE umbrella, was it, or was it?
He did wrestle in WWF in the late 80s.
Okay.
He wrestled all those guys in Mid-South, though.
Okay. I needed clarification. Didn't want to watch shit.
But yeah, he was in 1986. He returned to WWF as a color commentator, and he called the 20-man Battle Royal at WrestleMania 2.
What a claim to fame.
Did he suck at that? I think I recall him being awful at that. I could be wrong, but no less. Check out his stuff. I think that's going to do it.
I think so, sir.
All right, man. Well, that's fucking good times as always. Next week is 99. So for 100, we should at least, you know, I want everyone to send in, go to Suplex, you know, email us at suplexcitylimits@gmail.com and send us like audio, anything, dude. Questions, congratulations on our 2-year anniversary.
You know, wedding whatever, presents? Man. You can give us wedding presents. Send them to a P.O. box.
Well, we'll play this shit on air, man. I just want to, you know, have a special show. I don't know what we'll do yet. Maybe we'll, you know, we'll just get a bunch of guests all lined up and just kind of bring people in at random, or who knows. You're definitely going to want to tune in for 100, though. So I think that's going to do it, then.
I think so. I think we got her.
I think we did it. as always. May you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. And remember, a winner is you.
I am cream corn. I live in a can. In the cupboard. Right next to Spam. I ask my friend Spam. Spam, who I am. You are cream corn. On my base I jam. Jam. Swallow your head in and all. But the sight of you, you don't want to diss this. But my sense is the thing. Every day, one of these days in a purple haze, I'm gonna jump into my car, run over your cat. How about that? He stinks. What a star. I am Creek Corn. Creek Corn. Underground, and then I emerged to gallop around. I then heard a sound. Around came the machine. Since then I have changed.